97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Former Family Court Commissioner Ginger Murray is joining the race for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Murray grew up across Wisconsin, but says her family always came back to the North Woods. She attended school in Wabino and took part in the statewide mock trial program, where Oneida County Judge Robert Kinney encouraged her to pursue law. She later attended law school in Mississippi and was eventually appointed as Family Court Commissioner by Kinney. She currently owns and operates Your Family Law Center. Murray has spent much of her career in public service, working as a public defender, special prosecutor, and longtime family court commissioner in Forest and Oneida counties. She also served as city attorney for Crandon and town attorney for Launa, all while running her own law practice. She previously ran for Assembly District 36, 26 years ago, but says now that her children are grown, she's ready for another campaign, taking aim at current Representative Tom Tiffany's seat, who's running for governor. Murray told our sister stations, WHSM and WBZH, about her campaign, Better Together.
I'm a divorce lawyer who settles 90% of her cases because I can focus on what brings people together, and that's what this country needs right now.
She says that she'll focus on solving real-life struggles that residents face, which includes making sure schools get needed funding and finding cost-effective ways to fund healthcare, childcare, and environmental needs. She joins Democrats Chris Armstrong and Fred Clark, along with three Republican candidates, Michael Alfonso, Jesse Eben, and Paul Wasgren. The primary election will be held on August 11, 2026. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation to increase the reimbursement rate for special education in public schools. James Kelly reports.
Under the new biennial budget, the reimbursement rate for special education was set at 45%. Last month, however, the Department of Public Instruction notified schools the rate would decrease to 35% with higher than expected cost increases for those services. State Representative Christian Phelps is a member of the Assembly Committee on Education. He says that because schools are constitutionally required to provide special education services, local taxpayers could be on the hook for the increased cost.
But the details of how that happens are that if the state doesn't carry enough weight, a lot of the weight on fulfilling that constitutional requirement falls on individual people and their local property taxes.
Representative Phelps says the state originally reimbursed public schools for about 70% of their special education costs. Over the last decade, however, that reimbursement rate has dropped to about one-third of special education costs, putting more of the financial burden on taxpayers. At the same time, private and parochial schools that participate in the special needs voucher program are getting nearly all of those costs reimbursed.
But we have this statewide special needs voucher program that is only one decade old. And even though private and parochial schools, even the ones that take public funds, are not required to even admit students with disabilities, if they choose to participate in the special needs voucher program, the state will fund 90% or more of their special education costs.
If passed into law, the proposed legislation would guarantee public schools receive the 45% reimbursement rate despite the increased cost of providing special education services.
The first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cows in Wisconsin was confirmed on Saturday. The affected farm is located in Dodge County and is under quarantine to limit spread of the disease. The testing was confirmed by the National Veterinary Services Laboratory, according to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. DATCP urges all livestock owners to implement strong biosecurity measures to protect their flocks and herds from this disease. This includes washing hands, disinfecting equipment, restricting access to animals, and separating new additions to the flock or herd for at least 30 days. Poultry owners are asked when possible to keep their birds indoors. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is working with DATCP to provide information on personal protective equipment for those working with animals. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the public risk from HPAI infections remains low. Wisconsin's frozen road law took effect yesterday for the northern half of the state. Zones 1 and 2, which includes U.S. 10 near Stevens Point and numbered state and federal highways north of U.S. 10. The ground under the highway pavement in these areas is frozen to a depth of at least 18 inches. The seasonal weight restriction helps protect Wisconsin's investment in roads. People in the village of Port Edwards will begin to receive new trash and recycling cans this week. You will need to use your current bins until December 31st. On that Wednesday, village officials ask that you place both of the old trash and recycling cans out for pickup and they'll be taken away. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Packers get beat by the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay was up 23-14 in the third quarter, but the Denver Broncos came roaring back to win 34-26, their 11th victory in a row. The Packers making key mistakes on offense. I talked to wide receiver Jaden Reed.
I hold myself accountable because late in the game, you know, in a critical moment, I ran the wrong route. So I take the blame for that, and I do think, you know, that's the reason why we're in this position. I hold myself accountable. You know, I'm very critical of myself. You know, we just all got to be on point to give ourselves the best chance.
On defense, Micah Parsons suffering a season-ending torn ACL. NBA, the Bucks got bounced in Brooklyn, 127-82. Doc Rivers.
We gave up 30 points in turnovers. The basketball guys decided you can't make any open shots now. You don't deserve it. So that was disappointing. Probably one of the more disappointing games I've ever been involved in.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon with just a light westerly breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to between 5 and 10 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.